This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Coppers, atheists, Catholics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, again broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry, Luke 19:10, doing the stuff. Folks, again, we have much to cover today, and hopefully we can get it all covered. One of the topics that I was talking about yesterday was the fact that your enemy, friends, would have you believe that there's a lot more of them. I bring this up quite a bit on this radio program for the very purpose of, well, on purpose, reiterating the point, because the media on both sides of the paradigm are continuously pushing the same envelope, and at the end of the day, you need to understand there's not that many of them, but they would have you believe that there is. And they love to continuously reiterate their points of lawlessness and so on and so forth. So what I need to do is continuously solidify the American people, because Tea Party after Tea Party, high school after high school, radio program interview or television or college or wherever I'm at, I constantly tell the people, if you can get this one thing, one point of my message out before I leave today, you've gained a whole lot. And this is it. It's totalitarianism. They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And they love to decry victim status. Joseph Goebbels said, blame the other side for what you're guilty of. It's exactly what's happening today. And it's interesting, because I've been giving this message forth for 15 years now, and people are now starting to catch on to what the tactic is that's being used. And again, it's totalitarianism. And really what it comes down to is blame the other side for what you're guilty of. And this all comes about because people have failed to make reference to the rule of law in this country, which is the Mosaic Institution. But in saying that, friends, yesterday I had brought up the very point that those that call themselves the left, the Democrats in this country, even those that call themselves the right in this country, those that call themselves the conservatives or the patriots or the Christians, again, keep in mind, they're the problem, because if they were doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, just for the record. But yesterday I'd shared with you, just to show you how much support they don't have. It's interesting to note, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Onan Coca said that the lowest ratings ever for Oscars after mocking the Republicans. Folks, it's not an issue of them mocking the Republicans. It's not an issue of the Republicans mocking the Democrats. This is ridiculous. I've explained this. I've torn this false idol down and this false altar down so many times, America. Matter of fact, case in point, let me just give it to you this way. Last week I was talking at a San Diego Tea Party. And interestingly enough, friends, I sat there and I spent an hour and 20 minutes tearing down this continuous lie that's being thrown on the American people from the right and the left, that there's a left and there's a right and there's a right and there's a left. And I exhausted myself an hour and 20 minutes. And right when I got done, interestingly enough, the next speaker gets up and he starts talking about the Democrats and the Republicans. And I'm sitting there saying, was I unclear in any way of making reference to what our forefathers established? Am I unclear in any way as to what I was explaining to you concerning our history? There is no right and there is no left, America. We're ruled by law in this country, period. That's an exclamation, period, with an exclamation, friend, and another one, and another one, and another one. But no matter how many times I reiterate the point that we are set up as a constitutional republic, we're ruled by law, not by opinion in this country. Here are the Republicans and the conservatives and the patriots and the professed Christians get up and they start talking about the two-party system again, which is only meant to divide the American people. I looked at my wife. I said, did this dude just hear a word that I said? Did he learn a thing from what I had to say? Did he learn a thing from history at all? I mean, folks, the conservatives and what you would call the left, they're constantly pushing their point. The difference between their point and my point is I'm right and they're not. Literally. And what's interesting about all of that, it's not pride. It's an issue of pointing your finger back and making reference to who we are and where it is that we came from so in the future we know where we're going. But, folks, yesterday I shared with you that we've had the lowest ratings ever for Oscars in the history of America. Why? Because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning these hypocritical, baser sort, and debased individuals called actors. And, friends, you need to understand that actors act. They're hypocrites. They're pretenders. They take on the next person that they are to act out or impersonate. And the fact of the matter is, just to prove my point yesterday, that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy this country, it's taken me 15 years to convince the people in this country that are no longer listening to them. So in other words, that's good news. People are listening to the message. But folks, if they had all the support that they wanted you to believe, then why is it that you still have freedom today to do the right thing? That's called mercy. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. It's interesting. Scripture tells us it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Friends, again, keep that in perspective. Keep it in context, okay? The love of money is the root of all evil. So power is derived from two main sources, money and the people. Now, this was all coming from the devil incarnate during his time that he was allotted, and he failed the test. He's in hell now where he belongs, Mr. Saul Alinsky. He said there are the have-nots and the haves, the haves and the have-nots. And, friends, you need to understand that today the have-nots are given power through corruption to take away from the haves. And that's the end aim, and that is the powers that be that are working against we the people. As I shared with you yesterday, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out that they don't have the power and the resources that they want you to believe. So, America, I lay to your candor, how is it that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy this country? I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, folks. Doing the stuff here in LA's backyard. I wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please do check us out online on sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsofliberty.radio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one. And if you'd like to jump over to Sons of Liberty YouTube, Bradley Dean, just punch in those words. It'll pull up. We have a couple hundred videos that have been posted, folks, bringing about answers to America's dilemma. And the answer is always justice. And what the American people need to do is get back to the lawgiver so we can understand his government, so his will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And we also need to understand, church, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church when we're willing to bear our cross, understanding the power of God unto salvation. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Check it out. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can. We're hooked up on Stack right now. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. John 14:6. Understanding, again, let me get to you in layman's terms. Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, rightly said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Amen. Hallelujah. And boy, did he coin our very foundations in that one phrase. Talking about the enemy not having the power that they want you to believe that they have, I want to put this into perspective. I'm talking about what's going on here in the United States of America. I'm talking about how the media is continuously pushing their propaganda, and they're pushing it today again, America, because you failed to deal with them yesterday. But in saying that, we have a bunch of useful idiots that you would call the hierarchy. You would call them the elitists. Now, why you would give them a title, some of you people out there, giving power to the enemy with your words, I have no idea. Because it's an alliance that will be disannulled. It's an alliance with hell that will be disannulled. It has been in the past over the last 6,000 years, and it's going to be disannulled once again. Their covenant with hell and death will be disannulled, period. It's going to be taken down because the Lord will only allow things to go so far before he brings about justice and judgment one more time, which, again, men fail to learn from somehow or another. In saying that, friends, there are those, namely the Chinese, that are calling for a new world order. There are those, namely the United States of America, that are calling for a new world order through the Bushes. And don't forget about Prescott Bush, who's funding Hitler's Reich. In 1920, he was indicted. Do a Google search on Prescott Bush. You'll understand what I'm talking about. There are those that want a new world order. The Pope called for a new world order. Now, when you think about Russia and you think about China, allied with America calling for a new world order, you can understand that the powers that be that are allowed to do the things that they do, only because you let them do them, are allied together in an attempt to establish this new world order. So I want to minimize that within so you can understand that the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. But on the outside, you have China and you have Russia that are allied with America, that are in unison, and they are allied one with another, attempting to establish this new world order. So there are some serious powers at work in an attempt to destroy who we are. And keep in mind, remember what George Soros said, the only stumbling block to this new world order, which, by the way, is very scriptural, keep in mind, George Soros said of the United States of America that America is the stumbling block to the New World Order. So you see China within through the media. You see Russia within through the media. And it's all bought and paid for because you have a bunch of Judases within the United States of America that are throwing down the propaganda on the American people because, after all, they're only doing their job. But what they don't realize is they're on the same boat the rest of us are on. Okay? And what I want to make clear is I want to make sure that you understand your enemy. A good cop knows the mind of the enemy, but I also want you to know that we have the mind of Christ, which exposes the enemy, because it was King David said that through his commandments, the Lord made me wiser than my enemies. So we have the Holy Ghost who opens our eyes and opens our ears as to what is really going on. So saying all of that to say what I'm saying, bringing it all the way back around, from the first segment to where we're at right now. America, yes, you have real enemies. But I want you to know that those that are being used to upend who we are small in number in the United States of America. Now, if the American people were truly repentant and they were true Christians, 2 Corinthians 7:10, I want to tell you, people that are repentant before God, you don't have to tell them what they're supposed to do. They know that they're in a warfare, Ephesians 6:12. They understand that they have a sword in their hand, which is the word of God, Ephesians 4:12, and they use it. They don't need to be told because the Bible again tells us, and by the way, my hand is raised right now, through experience, we are led by the Spirit of God to do the biddings of the Most High God. And guess what, friends? That all equals the good fight of faith. And either we're going to do what the Lord has commanded us to do, or else we're going to lose our country. Because once we begin to deal within, friends, judgment begins in the house of God. It first starts here. And the Lord said that he would judge the heathen. If we take care of ourselves between us and our God, he will most surely take care of our enemies without a doubt. I'll get to that during the fourth segment. Before, friends, before all of this became known to the American people, it's interesting, it took years for the American people to be incrementally awakened as they are being incrementally destroyed by the same people. Now, what I shared with you during the first segment was their method, totalitarianism. They love to smack your face. They love to pull your hair. And then they decry victim status as they accuse you of the crimes that they're guilty of, only to get you on the defensive so they can tear away at constitutional law. See, this is what devils do. Read John 8:44. They're lawless. They're the sons and daughters of Belial, and they have their part in the lake of fire, and rightly so, friends, because the Bible clearly tells us that God is angry with the wicked every day. It's not a game. They're literally hanging in the balance, their future, because they just want to go along to get along rather than to stand against the forces that be. But let me go back to this. What is the ideology? What is the methodology of these individuals? Political is all about power. Politics is. Okay? It's all about power relations, but to advance one's power, one must couch one's positions in the language of morality. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. We have to bring about and deceive the people that we're the good guys and that we know better than them. And in fact, what we'll be doing behind that mask is we'll be doing just the exact opposite. And this is what you've seen in this country, friends. Now, for what? 50 and 60 years, little by little by little by little. Another tactic is there are only three kinds of people in the world, rich and powerful oppressors, said Saul Alinsky, the poor, the disenfranchised, oppressed, and the middle class, whose apathy perpetuates the status quo. Your enemy just got done saying and defining you out as to be the middle class, which a majority of you that listen to me are middle class. Saul Alinsky, the devil incarnate, said that the middle class whose apathy perpetuates the status quo. He said, because of your apathy, he said, we know that the middle class are going to do nothing about what we do to them. And they are the very people that we can use to establish our new world order. Read Matthew 7:24 when you get a moment. Another tactic is change is brought about through relentless agitation and troublemaking of a kind that radically disrupts society as it is. Did you know, America, that your fourth president, the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said that no nation can endure continual warfare? America, if you want to change the future, yes, you're going to have to trouble the present. But once the people at large know that they're ruled by law under God, like it or not, and they hold to that and they put their feet upon that very rock, then and only then will they understand the rock of ages, and then and only then will your enemy begin to tremble and fear, because they now realize that you are not going to tolerate their crimes any further. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, do you mind if I go through this really quick? Because I'm going to get back to Saul Alinsky's 13 tactics. And again, it's really Satanism. It's really do what you want to do. And then it goes a step further. It really comes down to now attack your enemy. That's what this is all about. That's what this comes down to. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I want the wicked that weigh in on my radio station every day to understand something. You're playing with your own eternity. You're giving yourself, you're subjecting yourself to the father of lies. His whole purpose is to destroy. That's what he does. He's a deluder, and that's what Scripture tells us he is. There's no truth in him. In John 8:44, you are subjecting yourself to one that is lying to you, and those that you're working for, and to at length destroy the people in this country, you need to understand that they, if they are paying you to lie to us, keep in mind they're also lying to you. You need to understand that, okay? And they have theirs coming too. One way or another, they're going to get it, okay? There's just no getting away from it. When I'm talking about how you're basically putting everything on the line every day of your life, because you need to know that you will give an account before the judge of all the earth, Hebrews 9:27, for every idle word that you speak and every idle thought. This applies to everybody, okay? It's not just the bad guys. It's those that call themselves the good guys, too. It also tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Okay? So we are going to have to give an account before the judge of all the earth on that final day. And when you begin to look at people that were told the same message that I'm giving to you right now and they failed to listen, I want you to listen to an experience of an individual, namely a rich man in Luke 16:19 through 31. And I want you to listen to how this thing rolls out for him, okay? And it doesn't say that he was out there hurting anybody. It doesn't say that he was working for the CIA or the FBI or the corrupt propagandists known as useful idiots in the media. No, that it doesn't say none of that. It just says that he was a rich man, period. He had no need for the things of God, okay? And also keep in mind, when the Bible talks about the poor, keep in mind Luke 4:16. Keep in mind what that means in 18. It means that you lack the righteousness. You're destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let me give you the account. This is what applies to every single one of us, okay? There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, the poor man died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And the rich man in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and now you're tormented. And besides all of this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that we would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, now understanding the warning, because no longer was it a thing that just belonged to religious people. No, it belonged to everybody concerning how we should take heed and pay careful attention to the warnings given and that we should not let them slip, Hebrews 3. He said, I pray you, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Go to my father's house and warn them that this place is real now. He said, for I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. See, this is real love. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Read 2 Corinthians 5. For I have five brothers that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Folks, do you realize that that applies to every single one of us? That is the consequence of unrepentance before God. Read Luke 12, verse 4 when you get a moment. We're to fear God, not hell. And we're to please God with everything that we obtain, that we receive from him. We're to love the Lord our God with our whole mind, heart, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this. We should love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, going back over to those that want to play with fire, I want you to understand sin is going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, and it's going to charge you way more than you're going to want to pay. Sin is a violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. I also want you to understand that those that play with fire get burned. And the fact of the matter is, it's not like you just get burned for a second and then all of a sudden you can pull away and find relief. No, that's not what Scripture teaches us at all. When you die, when you are allotted the time that God gave you through his mercy and you fail to respond to heaven, you are going where you are going and justly deserved for eternity. That means forever, okay? And I know there's a lot of people in this country that want to continuously play games, because let me say this, if it wasn't for the bad guys, right? If it wasn't for the wickedness of mankind in this country, we wouldn't be in the situation that we are in today. And the wicked are those, according to Scripture, wicked men and wicked women are those that know to do the right and they know to stay away from the wrong, but they choose to do the wrong rather than the right. In other words, you knew all the well, full well, in scope, with the disposition that God has bestowed upon you and the dispensation to do the right thing, you chose the wrong thing. So when you end up incarceration for eternity, you received your just reward, period. Okay? Going back to Saul Alinsky and their tactics, folks, this is exactly what we're seeing through the media and corrupt politicians. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Another tactic is never go outside the expertise of your people. In other words, keep it within. As a matter of fact, politicians and the media have created their own language, which is counter to the American Constitution, for those that didn't know. Never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. I want to tell you something, America. Christians have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We don't take counsel from our fears. As a matter of fact, the only fear that we walk in is a filial fear. And that is strong confidence, Proverbs 28, and the fear of the Lord. And he makes his righteous bold as lions. Bold means, defined out Webster's 1828, as forwardness to danger. And it's interesting, when I look in Scripture, I didn't see Jesus beating around the bush. I seen him go right in to where all the devils were. Because he was there to spoil the party, and it's exactly what he did. And he gave them the option to either receive him or nay, reject him to their own demise. Another tactic is whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity. Use the IRS. Attack them. Accuse them of everything that they themselves are not guilty of. Here, my hand's raised, friends. I understand it. Got the hat, got the T-shirt. Totally understand how the enemy works. They're trying to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. What happens when the American people finally see who the enemy is? What happens when they are completely unmasked? Because that's what I'm doing right now, America. Cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. Another tactic is make the enemy live up to his own book of rules. Okay. By the grace of God, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all their rules. So it depends on who you love. Another tactic is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Let them call us names, friends. You're criminal. Your enemy within are nothing short of criminals at every given step. They are grown-ups that never grew up. And if their mama and daddy didn't do the job, then it's your job. And the fact of the matter is, you throw them in jail for a minute, folks, they're going to think twice about ever doing anything to violate constitutional law again, because they're going to see that the American people will not tolerate it, right? Another tactic is one your people enjoy. This is how sick in the mind they are. They're reprobate. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. Hey, folks, this is the gospel of hell. Another tactic is a tactic that drags on too long, becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Listen to this, America. This is why they're constantly inundating you. Day after day, with new violations and new crimes of corrupt politicians. And they're always magnifying the bad news, never the good news. And the way that you magnify the good news is, again, bring forth the law to judgment. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Keep the pressure on is another tactic. Never let up. Keep trying new things. Keep the opposition off balance. Well, let me say this. A ministry like mine seems very unbalanced in the first place, but you better understand where that power comes from that keeps me unbalanced, because it's here to balance the world. What do I mean? Well, the enemies of the gospel said, look, these disciples of Jesus, they turned the world upside down. I want to tell you today, we're called to turn the world up right side, friends, because that's exactly what we're doing. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9999.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Out with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Talking about the tactics used by Saul Alinsky. I'm going to use the tactics used by the Lord in just a moment here because we're going to put things into perspective. Going to number 8, it was keep the pressure on, never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. What happens when the American people are the law, though? See, keep the pressure on. Keep the lawless pressure on is what they're saying. Never let up. Okay, well, America, 331 million of you, enforce the law against less than 1.7% of the population, will rid yourselves of that leaven that's leaving in the whole lump, in the foxes that are spoiling the vine. Okay? I can counter everything with the Word of God. Folks, it's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes this world. And you need to keep in mind, when you feed on the Word of God, you're always going to overcome the opposition of the enemy, and you're going to know how to deal with the enemy. Okay? The next one, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Well, that's not going to be the case when they finally, at length, reject every one of the warnings of the Most High God. Now, Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but they're the ones that made the choice to reject God's love, period, okay? And there's going to be a lot of people in hell, friends, that are going to say, why am I here? And the Lord's going to look back and say, because you didn't listen. You made the choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. Another tactic, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is this unceasing pressure that results in the reactions from the opposition that are essential for the success of the campaign. This is why the media is used, period. That defines the media to a T. Another tactic is if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Really? Just think about their illiteracy, friends. Just think about their illiteracy when it comes to common sense. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive? Really? Hey, folks, we've heard this as little kids. Sinners never prosper. No, it's a reproach to any people. How's that working out for you, America, tolerating the crimes of those that think if they continuously push their lawlessness, it will at sooner or at length become a positive? I mean, if that was true, friends, then why is it that tyrants of the past, namely those that were judged in this life, how come it never became a positive for them? I mean, ask Mussolini that. I mean, the guy was at length hung upside down by his own people and his mistress, by the way. He was beaten to death. He was shot through by his own people that finally figured out that he was the one pushing the negative. But these people would have you believe if you just continue to push hard in lawlessness, it will push through and become a positive. Really? Saul Alinsky said violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. So, folks, you have them leading through opposition, creating the underdog time and time and time again. You know, which reminds me of Albert Pike, who was a Mason, a 33rd degree Mason, and where we're at today, because America, before you were served up Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, you fail to understand that one of the tactics is to throw an underdog in there because the people love him or her. So what do? They serve up Hillary Clinton and they serve up Donald Trump, okay? And the political system said that Hillary Clinton was going to win, but the American people said Donald Trump was going to win. It reminds me of Seabiscuit back in the 20s and the 30s, friends. I mean, a horse was used as an icon because it was an underdog who took it over the top and he won the day by beating War Admiral. I mean, folks, come on, let's just think about this horse. Everybody loves an underdog. Yeah. And we see this, you can see this in Marvels all day long. You can see this in American movie all day long in the movies. Everybody loves an underdog. But listen to what he said. He said, violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. Going back to Albert Pike, to interject it in between Hillary Clinton and the underdog during the election cycle, and the man's name is Donald Trump. Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Who created the underdog? You see how this works? And it's real simple to see. It really is. Another tactic is the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. It's a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. And what they do, friends, is they just continuously lie about you in hopes that other people will believe their lies. That's why Google, that's why Facebook, that's why Twitter. That's why YouTube is attacking me and you, because America, their narrative has run out. Now it's time for you to stand up and lawfully deal with the people, because they know that, folks, their backs are now up against the wall, and that's why they are scrubbing opposition, because they have nothing to fight back with at this point, okay? He said, never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. You don't want that. You want to have a solution to the problem. Well, that's all we have to do is now scrub their content, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Clear violation. Right? Here's another one. And finally, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off their support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. What a sick minded individual. But if you want to know the minds of your enemies today, well, that's all you have to do, friend, is look to Saul Alinsky, who accredited Satan himself for Rules for Radicals. Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton. I know people don't want to hear this, but I don't care if you want to hear it or not. You have seen nothing from Donald Trump when it comes to the rule of law in this country. You have seen every one of his created enemies attack at will while he sits back and does absolutely nothing in response. Now, folks, he's the underdog. One of the tactics is to create the underdog because everybody loves an underdog. The tactic is the left against the right, only to divide and conquer. When are you going to catch on to this game here? Because until Donald Trump brings back the rule of law and then brings forth that special prosecutor concerning the Clintons, I wouldn't believe a thing that the man has to say, and therefore I don't. Because the Bible says, concerning this individual, there's no title of nobility. Read the Constitution. He is the president, not a king. But Scripture tells us that when a king sitteth on the throne of judgment, he scattereth away evil. That's not what's happening. You're seeing just the exact opposite. I want to counter this in Exodus 23, and I want you to listen carefully. Listen to what the Lord told the children of Israel, Israel defined out as God's fighters, his children, born of the Spirit. Listen to what he told them to do. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. This is the remedy to your enemies, friends. Beware of him, the Lord said, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you indeed obey my voice and do all that I speak, the Lord says, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee. Where did the angel go before the children of Israel? Listen carefully. To bring thee in unto the Amorites, into the enemy's territory, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And the Lord said, because you went into the enemy's land, I will cut them off. Then he said, you shall not bow down to your gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quit break down their images. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's an additive. He said, I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite and the Canaanite and the Hittite from before thee. He said, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. America, you have the land. So why are you tolerating the enemies within the land that the Lord has given unto us through promise, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to me and you in this country? Why are we allowing the small minority to take back the land that the Lord gave us to our forefathers who threw off our enemy, the unrighteous and the wicked, from before us? Why are you tolerating the very things that the Spirit of God has driven out through our forefathers in America today? He said, you shall make no covenant with them, no agreement, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Hey, folks, just go ahead and listen to the voice of enemy. And the voice of the enemy is just constantly this, more fear. Subject yourself, more fear. Subject yourself, more fear. Subject yourself until at length you become a full-blown slave, America, because that's what the small minority would have you believe, that they're all-knowing and all-powerful, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, sonsofliberty.com. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start. But not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.